Moshe Pnei Mekarko. Shimon Metchetach turned to his right side to see what those Dayanim would say, and they all put their face down. They were afraid of the king. Nifna Lismerli turned to his left side, the Kavsha Pnei Mekarko. Then the Yonim on the left side also put their head down. They were afraid to pass anything against the king. All Malem Shimon Metchetach. So Shimon Metchetach said like this, Baalei Machshav Esatim. Like, you're stand thinking, you're dreaming here. If so, Yovoi Baal Machshavos V'Yifra Mikem. Like, let the real Baal Machshavos, let the Kodesh Baruch Hu come and pay back to you what you deserve. Because that you're afraid now to pass against the king. So Miyad, what happened right away was, Bo Gavriel V'Chofto Mekarko. Omesu, that Gavriel came and threw him down to the ground, the other Dayonim, and they all died. This was what happened when they wanted to bring the king, Yanai, which was the Malcha Yisrael, to a Din Torah. So, B'yaisi Shor, at that time, Amru, the Chogah made a Koran saying, Melech, a king. What happened here was for Malcha Yisrael, so the Koran was only by a Melech of Yisrael, that Loidan, V'loidan Noisai, he could not be a Dayan by a Psak Din, and V'loidan Noisai, we cannot bring the king to a Din Torah. Loimeyad V'loimidan Noisai, he cannot say this for anybody else, and we do not say this for him. That was the takona midrabbanan. Was the takona, some mishum takona rabbanan made such a takona. Then the Mishnah says, loy choletz loy choltin, that a melech, he cannot make chalitza on his brother's wife, or if he dies, nobody can make chalitza on his wife. And then the Mishnah brings down Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Yudah says, if he wants to, he could. For at the Gemara Eini, it's not that way. I've omer Ravashi. Afilu leman di yomar. Nosi shemachla kvoidi kvoidi mochel, even if he holds it a nosi, a president. If he wants to be mochel, give up his covet. He has a right to. But melech, shemachla kvoidi and kvoidi mochel. You know, if a king wants to do this, it doesn't help. A king has no right to be mochel kvoidi. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, soim tosim alecha melech. I have to put a king here. I mean, vidashin, it means, shetei emosoi alecha. That his fear should be upon us. In other words, at all times, we have to fear the king. The king can never be moichel his covet. So really, it's a kashan of Yehuda. How could Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah that if the melech wants to make chalitza, we let him make chalitza by chalitza is being mevaz himself. Chalitza means in the case where the king's brother died without children, so if he's going to make chalitza on his brother's wife, they have to take off the shoe, and she spits at him. So it's not the covetic that somebody should spit at the king. So Chur, if you hold that a king can't be Meichel HaKvoidoi, how could you review to say that a king is allowed to do Chalitza? By him doing Chalitza, he's the Chur being Meichel HaKvoidoi. He's being Mavaz himself. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you mitzvah shani. Have you told that that's true? But the Mokka mitzvah is muta. Here it's a mitzvah to make Chalitza. Shabbat Mokka Chalitza, then the king is allowed to be Mavato. Meichel HaKvoidoi. Therefore, if the king wants to, he could make chalitza. Yeah. Vayta v'yei noisim. Then it says what? Nobody could marry the wife of a king. Even after the king dies, nobody can marry his wife. His Mishnah says again, v'yei noisim amonosai. Nobody's allowed to marry the amona. If the king dies, nobody can marry his wife. If you do, I know, noisi amelech amonosai shemelech. That another king could marry the Almon of a king. And he says that's what we find by David. That David married the Almonose Shel Shol. That it says, that they put the wives of Shol were given over to David. So you see, David HaMelech married the wives of Shol after Shol died. That's a Yudas Raya, that one Melech is allowed to marry another king's Almona. Now the Gemara says, Tani will learn like this. Omru leather of Yudah. The Chum said back to Yudah, no, you're wrong. Noshe maru yisloi, bibes ha-melech. You know who David married? He married wives that smutat him. It was not the wives of Shaul. It was ladies that he's allowed to marry. Trashi ha-mataris loi. Avo noshe shashol loi. Havadi did not marry Shaul's wife. He married other wives. Yeah. If so, umayni, who were they? Meir of Omechol. That's who he married. These were the daughters of Shaul. So that he's allowed to. So therefore, they argue in Rabbi Yudah that a king, even a king, is not allowed to marry the almona of another king. Now, Shaulu Tamida Vesrab Yosi. The Tamida Vesrab Yosi. Heich Nosa David Shtei Achoyas Bechayayin. How was David allowed to marry the two daughters, they were sisters, the two daughters of Shaul? How could David and Melech marry Merav and Michal? They were two sisters. And we know you're not allowed to marry two sisters when they're both alive. So how can you marry both of them? Omalahen, that's what the Talmidim asked Rav Yossi. So Rav Yossi answered back, Omalahen, Michal achar misas Merav nasa. He only married Michal after Merav died. He did not marry them together. He married one after another. Okay, that's Rav Yossi's terrors. We have Yeshua ben Korchoi Mer, Kiddushay Toys Hoyoloi, the Merav. No, he married both of them together, but he wasn't married to both of them. It was a Kedusha Toys ben Merav. He was only really married to Michal. He was not married to Merav. But Merav was a Kedusha Toys. It was a mistake there. Shneimar Pasuk says, Tanoes Ishti, Es Michal, give me my wife Michal, Asher Rasarti Li, B'nei Arlas Plishtim, that I paid for you, that I killed 100 Plishtim, I gave you their Arlas, I gave you. So, my Talmud, what's the Talmud over here? To say the what? That by Merav was a Nekka Kedusha Toys. Here it says 100. No, it's 100. Muslims see. Met Omer Amura Papa, Meichel Ishtoi V'loi Merav Ishtoi. Because the passage says Meichel was his wife, and not Merav. Merav was not his wife. Now by Merav it was called a Kedusha Tois. That was not his wife. Yeah. Now the Mor explains, my Kedusha Tois, what was the Kedusha Tois by Merav? Consider the passage says, Voyoish Asha Yakenu Yasrenu Amelech Oisha Godel. Says the show person whoever kills Goliath, whoever kills them, I'll give that person back Oisha Godel. And also, Rashi says, so what happened was, Ozal Dover Melech went, at that time before he was king, Kotle, he killed Goliath. Omaloi, so show said to him, Milve Islacha Gaboy, you should know, he has a milva by me. Rashi, Oisha Godel. The Kedushin Acherim Loi Kibalti. I did not accept any other Kedushin, so it's like I have a milva, I owe you something. The Melech said, I'll give you an Oisha Godel. That's what I owe you. So when David went to marry Merav, he didn't give her any money L'Shem Kedushin, but he said, listen, you owe me money, so that money I'm giving L'Shem Kedushin. And the klal is, the Mekadesh B'milva in the Mekadeshes. And if you marry somebody with a milva, if she owes you money, and you marry her now with that money, it's Einam Kedeshes. So therefore, David wanted to get married to Merav with the Kedushin of a milva, and the law is, I'm a Kedush milva, Einam Kedeshes. That's why the Kedushin was not chal. Ozal Yoyev Le'Adriel. So what happened was, Shaul went and gave his daughter Merav to Adriel. Just so the pasuk says, V'yeis, taste as Merav, Ba'ashol David. That they gave Merav, Ba'ashol David. Shashi base taste, means Kishigi ate Lasitla David Nosta Ladriel. When it came the time to give Merav to David, instead of giving her to David, Shaul gave her to Adriel. Omale, he said like this, E boyis the osanucha mechel. If you want, I'll give you mechel. Zil Isili Meya Rolas Plishtim. Go bring me 100 Orlas of Plishtim. Ozil Isile, he brought him. So Omale, so he said like this, Milvil Prutis Lichagaboy. So David now said like this, listen, now Shaul, you owe me a milva, you owe me money, and also I'm giving you right now 100 orlas. That's like I'm giving you a pruta. So it's a machlekes, if you want him in Kadesh and Isha, when she owes you money, but you're also giving her a pruta. So you tell him, be mekadesh you with a milva and with a pruta. What's the locha? Shaul Shaul, sava Shaul melech held, milva, pruta, darti a milva. The locha is, it's in the mekadeshes. Because Yikam mind, her Yikam mind was upon the milva, and therefore you can't be mekadesh with the milva. For David, so David held not like that. But David held that milva pruta. When you want to be mekadesh and isha, and she has the milva that she owes you money, but you're also giving her a pruta right now. So the question is, you stand be mekadesh with both. What is in her mind? What does she really mean to make the kedushin with? So David held daiti a pruta, that the datas aren't a pruta, and therefore she was mekadesh to her. Rashi says, "Shol sava daitei to mekadesh lemekadesh b'milva." That's more choshev. Hilgach, therefore, it was not kedushin, and that's why Shol went and gave her to Palti ben Lish. That's why Shol gave Michal, even though really she was married to David. So how could we soon see how could Shol give her away to somebody else? Because Shol held the kedushin was not chal. Shol held it was still a mekadesh b'milva pruta. It's ain't a mekadeshes, but David held not like that. David held that I'm giving her a pruta right now, and therefore I'm married to her, and that's why David called her Ishti. David called her my wife. The boy said, by Merav, the Kedusha was not chal. because there was only kedushin of a milva. The kadosh b'milva then the mekadeshes. But by michal, there was already a pruta, and there the kedushin is chal. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. The kula yalm, everybody holds milva pruta dati a pruta. Everybody holds like that. It really should be chal. But shol sabal echaz lenidi. Shol held that these 100 orlas, what are orlas? Took off the skin of the goyim, they're not worth a penny. So he held there's no kedushin here. It's only the milva. The milva is enem kedushas. The dovet savano chozel lekal beveshunri. What do you mean? These 100 orlas here, you can give to the dogs, you can give to the cat's teeth. So the taka worth something. Therefore, dovet held the kedushin is chal, and that's why he held that Micha was his wife. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yosi, hi tenoes ishti es Michal my darish bay. According to Rabbi Yosi, what to do with the drasha was said that dovet said my wife Michal. So Mora says, Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yosi goes according to his own town, Latayme. Tetan, Rabbi Yosi, ha yadarish mikroyis, morvin. He used to dash him sukim, they were mixed up. Ksiv, it says, v'yikach ha-melech eshnei b'nei ritzpo, bas ayah shayod l'shol, es adoymi v'yes mipivoshes, v'yes chameshes b'nei michol, ashayod l'yadriel, ha-mechulosi. For the Gemara v'chil adriel nosna, was she given to adriel, v'aloy l'palti ben lish nosna, Michal was given to Palti ben Lish. Nayev was given to Adriel. But the second daughter of Shol, Michal, she was given to Palti ben Lish. So why does the Pasuk say she was given to Adriel? So the Pasuk says, V'shol nosan as Michal bitoy, eishes double the Palti ben Lish. And the Pasuk says, Shol gave over the wife of David, which was Michal, he gave her to Palti ben Lish. I think more before, because Shol held, the Kedusha was not Chal. Ella, what's trying to post over here? Why does it say Ladriel? It was really the husband was Tepalti ben Lish. Ella meant to say here, Makish Kedushe Meriv Liadriel, Le Kedushe Mechel Lepalti. We make a hekesh here, the Kedushin that Meriv was to Adriel, the same thing applies to Mechel when she went to Palti. Ma Kedushe Mechel Lepalti Biavero, just like when Mechel was given over to Palti was done Biavero, because really she was married to David. So if she's married to David, she's an anxious ish, the Kedushin to Palti is not Chal, there's no Kedushin at all. So if Yosef holds, and the Pasuk means to say, Af Kedushin Meirav, Liadriel, the same thing, when Meirav was given over to Adriel, was also the Aveira. The Kedushin was also not Chal. That's what Yosef holds. So therefore, since the Kedushin was not Chal, so then, really, according to him, David was married to both of them. So then the Kasher is, how could David be married to two sisters? You're not allowed to marry two sisters. That's what Rabbi Yosi answered before. It was there, achazer. When he was married to one, he wasn't married to the other one. He only married the second one after the first one died. That's what Rabbi Yosi learns. Omaloch, Rabbi Yeshua says back to him. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Nami, Hoksiv es chameshes b'nei mechol, Bashol, says the five daughters, the five children here. Omaloch, Rabbi Yeshua, v'chi mechol yoda, did mechol give birth, Follow Meriv Yoda, it was Meriv that gave birth. Meriv Yoda, the Torah says Meriv gave birth, Taka, Umeichel Gidla, Meichel brought him up. The figure, therefore, Nikra Shema is called in her name. Lando come to teach us, she called Amagadol Yosem, Atech Besai, Manal Bakasa Kilo Yodai. If you bring up a Yosem in your house, if you bring up a kid in your house, it's Mamish considered like it's your kid, Kilo Yodai. That's trying to post it over here. And what says, Rabbi Chanin, I have another proof for this Yisai. That if you bring up a yosem, you bring up a kid in your house, it's like you bought him. It's like your kid. Paul says, "Vatikrenu lo yashchenois shem lemer yoilad ben lanami." It was born a son to Nami, to not Noemi. The chinami older was Nami gave birth. Well, a Rus older, Rus gave birth to her. Ella the pshat was Rus older, true Rus gave birth to the baby. But Venami older, Venami gidla, Nami brought her up. The figure there for Nikrashma is called in her name. The same is enough from this pasuk over here. The Ishtoi HaYehudis Yodeth Yerad Avigdor Ela B'nei Baisya Basparo Hashalokach Loi Merit For the Merit Zekolet V'lom Nikrish Mamozim Merit For Shemorad B'yatzim Raglim. He didn't listen. He fought against the Yatzim Raglim. Hakop on the Kasher is V'chi Basya Yolda Did Basya give birth to the baby V'aloi T'moisha Ay V'aloi Yecheved Yolda. Yecheved was the mother. Ella Yecheved Yolda Taka Shu Yecheved Taka gave birth to her to the Moshe. But Obasya Gidla Basya the Bas Paro brought up Moshe. The figure therefore Nikra Shema is called in his name. We have Lezor Mehach from another pasuk. It's Mash from the same Yisoid that you bring up a kid. It's like you. It's like your kid. Pasuk says, Galta b'zroi amcha b'nei Yaakov, v'yosef selah. Question is, v'chi Yosef yolad v'lo Yaakov yolad, wasn't Yosef, it was Yaakov. Ela Yaakov yolad v'yosef kilkul. Yosef was the one that fed the, all the brothers. Therefore, the Tikach Nikra Shema is called in his name. And Amr Rab Shmuel Banachmein, Amr Rab Yenison, Kolam Lamed Ben Chavera Torah, Malo Lechazer Kilo Yoldoi. If you teach your son's child Torah, it's considered like you Kilo Yoldoi, you brought him. Shenema Vielo told us Aaron Omosha, Hoksiv Vielo Shmais Nayaron, Loimeloch, Aaron Yolad, Omosha Limad. That even though it was really Aaron's children, not Moshe's, still the Pasuk calls it Moshe's children. Why? Because Lefikach Nikra Shemai, it was called, the Elo told us Aaron or Moshe, they called Moshe's children because Moshe taught them Torah. Lachain Koyamar Hashem, El Beis Yaakov Shepod Es Avram, Techiechem Metzinu Be Yaakov Shepod Avram, where do we find that Avram Avinu was Poda Avram, Yaakov was Poda Avram, Omev Yuda, Shepoda Mitzah Gilubonim, he was Poydim, he freed him from the Tsar of Gilubonim. Shepodim Mitzah Gilubonim says, Shut lol of Terech Hashvatim, shall Avram Oyemutlois the Terech, the Sivir Deisi Azarach of Upadayim, that really the Tsar was supposed to be upon Avram Avinu, just was put upon Yaakov, Yaakov freed Avram from the Gidl, the Tsar of bringing up the Shvatim. Vinyl the Siddhat the Potok says, Layata Yavash Yaakov, Layata Yavash Yaakov Miyaviv, Layata upon of Yechvurui, Miyavi Yaviv, that he took over the Tsaris of his father and his grandfather, Mid Yaakov took over the Tsaris from his grandfather Avram Avinu. Now, Ksiv Palti, it says Palti, Ksiv Paltiel. What's the pshat? Omer Rav Yechanan, Palti Shmai. Again, that this was Mechel, was given over to Palti Belish. Really, his name was Palti. But Veloma Nikra Shmai Paltiel, why was his name called Paltiel? Shepoto Kael Mid Havera. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from the Havera. There is really Mechel here, was the Eshes David. She was married to David. Yashol held she wasn't married to David. So Shol gave it to Palti Belish. So really it's an Avera for Palti to live with her. And that's what happened. Palti stood away from her, did not touch her. Ma'asa, what did Palti do? Noyetz Chere Benola Beno. He put a sword between the two of them. Omri said like this, Kolo Isek Bedov Zeh, whoever tries to touch one another, is Yedakim Becher, should be struck in by this with the sword. For Aksid the Potek says, V'yelech Ito, V'yelech Ato Isha, what does that mean to say? Shenasa Lakisha. So his mamash may mashma they were married, like it was like his wife. Ayvok said the Pasuk says, Uboche Ela mitzvah, the Yozuminei, that he cried upon the mitzvah that he left her. In other words, he did not live with her. Trashi Voksiv Isha Alma Bo Lehi live with her. So Samar says Shenasa Lakisha Shoy Megadla Mechaba just means I have a ksiv yelach ito isha. So more said answers shenasa lakisha just means to say that they were close together. They helped one another, but they did not touch one another. Well, ksiv on the pasuk says holach abocha. Shah holach abocha. Rabbi Rashi bekusha konosiv lo. So Teretz says holach abocha al amitzvah diyozel minei ad bechurim. That means shenasu shnen kebechurim. They both made kebechurim. What does that mean? Shloitomo tambi, as if they never lived, they never lived together. Omri Rav Yechanan, Toikvoi shol Yosef, and so that was the Meister with Patio Ben Lish. That even though he was staying married to, he was living with Mechel, they were in the same house, but they never touched one another. Mamish, the whole time, he held himself back. Alright, turn over. This more goes through a few people like that. That Yosef held himself back also from Moshe's Potiphar Ram and Venusai Shah Bayez. It was a little bit of what Bayez did. Rashi says, Toik Shah Yosef Venusai Shah Bayez, Dova Godel Shah Yosef, Kedova Kalva Kotin Shah Bayez. Toik Yev Dova Godel the Chomer. Because what Bayez did was much more stronger than what Yosef did. And Toikvah Shabayas, that's what Boyas held himself back the whole night, and with Nusa Shapalti Ben Lish, was like nothing compared to Palti Ben Lish. Because Palti Ben Lish had a whole lifetime like that. Toikvah Shayasav Nusa Shabayas Ziksiv, Vibachasia Lila Yechwarish, Vayelefes. It says that Boyas, Mamma, she woke up in the middle of the night, and Ruth was next to him. So he had the whole night to be with her. And still he held himself back. That was more, bigger holding back then by Yosef. Yosef was only 1 second there. My via lefes, what the first means by a lefes? Or Marav Shenasa Basori Kirosha Liftoik. His body became, or his aver became, like the tip of a lefes. Rasha's Niskasha came very hard. The Afab knows he wanted to have B, he wanted to live with her. The Afab became Kovas Yitzra, he held himself back. The Afab Pisha Pnuyahoist, even though really Rus was a Pnuya, the Ima, the Mita, the Mamash in the same bed there, still he held himself back the whole night. That was a bigger Kvishas Ayetzer than by Yosef. Because Avu Yosef, Eshes Ishoiso. By Yosef, Eshes Potipharah, really she was married to somebody else, and they weren't in the same bed, so Yosef's holding back wasn't as great as Boaz.